The word I had for my definition essay was verbose. Verbose means containing where words are necessary. Also, it means impaired by wordiness. People who are naturally verbose tend to be really talkative, but to a degree of annoyance. For instance, there is this one girl who was in my freshman comp class, and every time she raised her hand, everyone braced themselves to be bored for the next 10 minutes, waiting for her to answer a simple question. She talked incessantly, using the word like every 2 seconds. One time, I counted her usage of the word like within a 5-minute period, and the total was 76 times. While attempting to make her point, she repeated herself, getting lost in her own train of thought. She somehow strayed from the original question. What rhetorical device is the author using, and why is it effective? To explaining why the death penalty was acceptable. When she was finally done talking, everyone appeared to be annoyed, yet entertained by her response. But since she was a very naturally outspoken person, she didn't even realize that she was speaking an outrageous amount. On the contrary, there are also those people who talk so little you forget what their voice even sounds like. These kinds of people never raise their hand in class, even though they clearly know the answer. They never talk to anyone unless they absolutely need to. But when they finally talk, they talk so quietly you can barely hear them. They sound like a mouse trying to sneak around. Or when they get called out in class, they say at most a word or an incomplete sentence. But I feel like the quiet people opposed to the naturally verbose ones know that they are diffident and are not talking a lot and purposefully do so.